And Nick, this is likely going to make network news. I'm pretty sure about that. And we had a ton of calls yesterday. People want to know, where's our ballots? We keep expecting our ballots in the mail and we're not getting them. There's a reason for that. Nick Lestrada is here to explain. Nick, what's going on?
So first off, Charlie, this is one of the largest elections, as we know, in Pettis County. One of the largest elections in the national, in America. We take pride in our election process. We take such pride in our election process. We take pride with our integrity in the election process. We take pride with everything to make sure that it's efficient and done in a timely manner. This, what we are going to get into, is obviously with the mail ballots that have been sent out. We sent out.
And this has not been heard on any other news outlet, has not been released yet.
We're sending out a formal press release today. We are on the radio because me, Nick Lestrada, and our staff, we run our office with integrity. We don't play the games. We make sure that every vote is going to be accounted accordingly. And we take pride in ourselves, as we all know. You follow us on our Facebook page. I take such pride in our staff right now. This is unbelievable that
you guys were up all night long, right?
Yes. So absentee voting started September 22nd, okay? Mm-hmm. We sent out our military ballots, which was about 8, the Friday prior. On the September 21st at 9:13 a.m., I prided them so much that we took pictures of us delivering the ballots to the post office. So the ballots were in the post office's hands on that date, okay?
21st.
The 21st. That's exactly right. Excuse me. And that was on a Monday. So when that Monday, we always deliver the Monday before, because absentee voting starts Tuesday. So by law, we want to make sure we get them to them in a timely fashion. Tuesday, clearly, we would not get any phone calls. Wednesday, clearly, we would not get any phone calls. Thursday, we got 2 ballots back. So we felt pretty confident because the very first ballot, the batch, was about 1,200 ballots, approximately around there. So we felt great. This is good. This is good news. We got some ballots back.
But working
remember
like
what
should.
I just said. I'm going to make this clear. That was the second batch. Okay. Come Friday, we were receiving probably about 20 to 30 phone calls saying, "Hey, where are our ballots?" And I was thinking to myself, we've already received some ballots in. It's at the distribution center, and you guys should be receiving your ballot. It's going to be okay. And meanwhile, Charlie, I was going into the weekend, taking phone calls, like I said, that Friday. And I'm a single dad with 2 children right now. And I take my job home with me. And the gut instinct in my gut was saying something is going on this past weekend. I'm sitting here thinking there's just something not 100% right. So I came home and I was getting messages from Facebook. Where's my ballot? Where's my ballot? Where's my ballot? And I said, guys, you're gonna receive your ballot. It's at the distribution center.
You have no reason to think otherwise.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because remember that batch, we've already received some. So I felt very confident in that. So come Sunday, I get a hold of Carla. She's the bulk mail clerk there. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with Carla, and Carla is the most pride with Carla. She's actually retiring this week. She has always, always done her due diligence in her job. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I called her on Sunday and I said, Carla, I've got some concerns. I have a gut feeling there's something just not right. And Carla said, Nick, come here and come talk to the postmaster on Monday morning. And we did. We come down there on Monday morning. If we could take phone calls, I'll take them. We're going to take all the phone calls because I want them. So okay. I talked with Roger, and when I talked with Roger, it was this Monday, September 28th. We scammed everything. Roger got a hold of the distribution center in Columbia, the distribution center in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere the ballots can be found.
They can't find
they
them.
They can't find the ballots, Charlie.
The post office.
The post office can't find them right now as we speak. Now, bear with me here. 1,200 ballots. I'm working with them. I called the Secretary of State's office, mm-hmm. and they call the distribution office. I call Tom Hicks. He sits on the EAC. He's appointed through the President, the Election Administration Commission, and he makes sure he gets a hold of the headquarters in Washington, D.C. to get a hold of the headquarters here to find these ballots, okay? Meanwhile.
It's gone all the way to D.C.
Oh, it's already in D.C. right now and back. And meanwhile, this was Monday. So I talked with Pam, the distribution manager out of St. Louis, and Pam had asked me, could we just, you know, hold off? We're looking for them. And I said, that's fair enough. But Pam, this is Monday. We took over 100 calls easily, okay? And I never will lie to a voter, okay, number one. And we did not lie to the voter because we
put them in the mail.
We put them in the mail at 9:13 a.m., on September 21st, we did do that.
You took pictures. I mean, you
oh,
got
we got pictures. Absolutely.
Documented.
Yeah. It's all documented. And so we did our due diligence, and our staff did our due diligence. So Pam just said, hey, hold off. We're going to look for them. And I said, fair enough. You know, we're human. They're wanting to look for them. They're in every single different distribution office. We made sure that we contacted every contact that we can contact, like they said, the EAC, the Secretary of State's office. But I am not going to withhold news, and I'm not going to withhold anything that is not right, especially when it comes to disenfranchising.
Well, you heard
them
yesterday. People were calling in, going, "Where's that? Well, yeah, I have my ballot."
We had a phone call yesterday, so I officially gained knowledge. Officially gained knowledge of this on Monday and Tuesday. Monday night, we were just bombarded with phone calls. Just like, wow. Our staff, Charlie, this one hits it home for me. I'm going to give the credit to my staff. My staff worked to almost 12 o'clock restuffing these ballots. Because we knew that they're not going to find these ballots. I'm not bashing the post office, but the post office needs to find our ballots. And I told the post office, find our ballots. Once you find our ballots, you send them straight to us. And meanwhile...
Because you have sent out duplicates.
Well, that's exactly right. We turned around that night on Monday night. We turned around, restuffed all the ballots, came back yesterday, Tuesday, we're still in September, which was the 29th. September on the 29th.
Yesterday.
Redistributed those ballots. We were still getting phone calls. And meanwhile, we're getting people coming up to vote, which has been phenomenal, by the way. People are coming up to vote in person, and then we have been getting so many phone calls. And then some people can coming up and saying, hey, I want to go ahead and vote now. I know that you say that we're going to receive our ballot, but we haven't received our ballot yet. Can you let us vote here in person? I said, sure, we can cancel out the ballot, and that's going to be
okay. And a lot of our seasoned citizens don't have the mobility and so on to get
that's
there,
right.
And they depend on
We're in a pandemic here.
Yes, right.
Okay, 1,200 ballots. So what we did yesterday, we immediately got those ballots there, and I talked to the St. Louis distribution again. And they said, can you hold off for a couple more hours? And I've already had the second batch ready to go. I said, yes, I could. I can hold off. I can hold off two more hours, but I already have my second batch ready to go. But I said, you got to rest assured to me that you will expedite these ballots overnight, which they will receive them on Wednesday. Today is the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. You have to promise me that. Right when I got off the phone, we had two more voters came up and they said, hey, we are expecting a ballot to be in the mail. We don't want to do the mail ballot. We want to vote in person. I called the distribution manager back up and I said, we can't wait no more longer. We're sending out the ballots. We want those expedited and we want them received today. Today, people should receive their ballots. I just got off the phone with the post office. As of right now, they cannot find our ballots. Okay.
The original ballots.
So remember this. One, we run our office with integrity. We run our office with transparency, and I don't care what anybody says.
Well, it's not the county's fault.
It's not the county's fault. Right now, it's in the post office's hands. So the post office is going to have to come up with an answer. Do I have confidence in them? I've always had confidence in the post office, Charlie. I've been doing this business for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've never had this issue. Are they going to find these ballots? I hope they do.
Probably, but...
What if they don't?
Right.
What if they don't? So, Pettis County...
And all of these are addressed to individual voters.
Yes.
Right?
That's exactly right. Pettis County, I want you to know, when you receive your ballot, I want to say two things real quickly. This may sound a little corny. We usually put an iVoted sticker in with the affidavit. Mm-hmm. We were unable to put an iVoted sticker in there, and we apologize because we were trying to get the ballots out. We usually put a nice set of directions. We got directions in there, but they're black and white. But we take pride. We take pride in our election process. Pride and integrity and transparency. I've never gone through anything like this in my life, ever. But
it's on you, yeah.
That's right. At this point, it's on us, but we turn this thing around in 24 hours. 24 hours. It's still September. People will receive that second batch of ballots. So just remember this. People are wondering, well, once they find the ballots, yes, let's hope they find those ballots. But voters out there, just remember this. It's going to be one ballot, one envelope, signed affidavit that comes back to our office at the drop box. We have a drop box in front of our courthouse with a big yellow flag that says drop box, okay? They can hand carry it, okay? We will do whatever we have to do.
There's no, when they mail it back, it's already paid for, right?
And it's already paid for if they want to mail it back. If they don't want to mail it back, I don't care. I will have a bipartisan team to come pick it up.
All right.
We are going to do whatever it takes for these 1,200 ballots that just went out, or approximately 1,200 ballots that went out today, and they're going to receive them today.